Hello and a very warm welcome to Radio Prague from me, David Vaughan. And today we're bringing you a special program of Christmas music and a bit more besides. I've come to meet one of the city's best known children's choirs. They're called the Slavichtsy, or Nightingales. And I'm just walking up the steps towards their rehearsal room, where I can hear them rehearsing in the distance, at the Klapkova Primary School for the Arts. So in I go. Dobrý den. So, here I am. I've just been greeted by Alice Stavielova, the choir mistress, and by around about 60 children and teenagers between the age of 10 and 18 from the Slavichtsy, or Nightingales, choir. And also in the background I can see Magda Shirkova on the piano. And in the next half hour we're going to be hearing a good deal more from the choir, of course singing, but I'm also going to be talking to some members of the choir. But we'll start with some Christmas carols, and over to the choir mistress Alice Stavielova.
Já jsem hrozně ráda, že můžeme do celého světa zaspívat.
I'm really pleased to have the chance to sing some Czech and Moravian carols to listeners around the world, because we really have got such a wealth of them.
Přehršel.
The lovely thing about Czech carols is that they have a wonderful folky quality to them. You can feel that they come from the country.
Jak říká Pavel Jurkovič v jedné své knize Kolet.
In one book of carols, Pavel Jurkovič wrote that the news of Jesus' birth led to an absolute explosion of folk creativity here. That really is the case.
A já to tak beru.
And so let's hear the choir singing a few carols. We're going to start with some carols which are announcing Christmas.
Thank you.
So those were some carols that are announcing the coming of Christmas. Now we've got several members of the choir now sitting around. If you could each of you introduce yourself.
My name is Gabriela Klemová. I am 15 years old and I love Christmas.
My name is Hannah Vaughan. I'm 11 years old.
Maybe I should add that the fact that you're called Hannah Vaughan, you've got the same surname as me, isn't a coincidence. Hannah's my daughter.
Hello, I'm Veronika Hodonová, I'm 18 years old.
My name is Teresa Břeňová and I'm 14 years old and I love Christmas.
Hello, my name is Stjara Jinka, I'm 14 years old and I really like Christmas too.
How many people sing in the choir and how often do you practice, Stjara?
There are 55 kids and we are practicing twice a week.
And at this time of year, at Christmas, I should imagine you probably have to do a few extra practices because you must have a lot of concerts and a lot of things going on.
Yes, we did have extra practicing because of our concert in St. Vitus Cathedral.
You had a big concert, didn't you, last week in St. Vitus Cathedral. And in fact, you had some pretty celebrity guests there, didn't you?
Yeah, for example, Mrs. Liebe Klausova.
She's the wife of the president.
Yes, and the bishop.
For the Archbishop of Prague.
Yeah, and the Archbishop.
And what was it like singing in the cathedral?
It was a very nice experience. It was the biggest action of our Christmas season this year.
And a very different acoustic from here in the room where you normally practice.
Yeah, that was quite difficult.
And let's hear some more carols. Mrs. Stavielová, what are we now going to hear?
Už jsme v Betlémě.
Now we've arrived in Bethlehem itself. Some of the carols are sprightly, others are gentle. They just show how rich our folk tradition is.
Naší lidové tradice.
Thank you.
Most of the people in the choir here have actually been singing with Mrs. Stavialova for a good few years. I know that, Hannah, you've been in the choir since you were, I think, 7. And some of you have been even longer, because you actually have a series of choirs. How many children are there altogether in the, is it 4 choirs that you have here?
Altogether, there are 250 children in the choirs. They're the smallest. Piskota, bigger ones. Kuřátka, Skřivánci, and then there's us, Slavisti.
And Hannah, you're going to have to tell us what those names of the choirs mm-hmm. mean in English.
Piskota are squeakies. Kuřátka are chicken.
But they don't sing like chickens.
Chicken. Skřivánci are larks, and Slavisti are nightingales.
Yeah. One of the things I love about Czech carols are those carols which are all about caroling, about going around singing carols around the village, which is a tradition that exists in lots of countries. But there's something, again, very folky about the Czech caroling carols.
The carols are about kids. When they go around the village, they singing, they asking for some sweets, and I do really love carols.
And as you'll hear, these are very jolly carols, which you can really imagine people singing to keep themselves warm as they go around the village. So, those were some Czech traditional caroling carols. Of course, Christmas carols are just one very small part of your repertoire. I think it'd be very nice to hear something else that you do sing. And now we're also joined by another of the teachers here at the school, František Staněk, who is going to accompany the next song you're going to sing, which is the Moravian song, Slavíček zpívá, although it's actually sung in Moravian dialect. Maybe one of you could actually say how it should be pronounced. It's not Slavíček zpívá, the nightingale is singing, but it's pronounced a little bit differently, isn't it?
Slavíček zpívá.
Yeah. And this is a folk song from the area that's on the Moravian border with Slovakia, in the far east of the Czech Republic, which is an area with a very, very rich folk tradition. We've now been on a journey to Moravia. We're talking a little bit about the Moravian dialect. You actually sing in quite a lot of different languages. Gabriela, how many different languages can you recall singing in the choir?
Well, we sing in many, many languages. For example, in German, in Estonian, or I don't know now.
English, of course.
French, maybe.
And Finnish, of course.
Now we're going to hear you singing in German. It's Es schlagen freudig unsere Herzen by George Frideric Handel. So that was the Nightingales singing Handel's Es schlagen freudig unsere Herzen, our hearts are beating joyfully. What is the choir planning for the coming year?
V tomto roce slaví sbor 25. výročí vzniku.
This year is the choir's 25th birthday, so we're planning a big concert in Prague's most beautiful concert hall, the Dvořák Hall of the Rudolfinum. I'd like all our choirs to sing there, from the littlest children to the former members who I'm busy getting together. So we'll see how many of them there will be.
Telefonujeme, mailujeme, tak uvidím, kolik jich bude.
So far we've had Czech, we've had Moravian dialect of Czech, we've had German. Let's now hear a bit of Latin from a 16th century Czech composer, Jan Vodňanský. This is an absolutely beautiful piece called Favete Linguis Singuli, which has this wonderful quality of echo. And I know that when you sang it in the cathedral last week, it was beautiful because, of course, you could hear from the depths of the cathedral, you could hear the voices coming through.
Oh,
That was Favete Linguis Singuli by Jan von Jansky, the Czech Renaissance composer. We're nearly to the end of our time, so I'd just like to ask you very quickly about how you will be celebrating Christmas.
I'm going to celebrate Christmas with my family at home.
Will you have a Christmas carp on Christmas Eve?
Of course.
Will it be kept in the bath for a few days beforehand, or do you buy it already? Dispatched.
We are going to buy it already.
Dead.
Yes.
And will you be singing carols, or will you have had enough carols for this year after singing so many in the choir?
Yes, of course, with my grandparents.
And Hannah, we're going to be going to England, but we're going to have some elements of Czech Christmas, aren't we?
We're going to have a Christmas tree with presents on the 24th in the evening.
But some of the presents you're going to open on the 25th, aren't you?
The English presents.
And Veronica, how about you?
Well, I'm going to celebrate Christmas also with my family, but we don't really sing the carols. We're not much traditional family, and we don't have any carp because I don't eat fish and my mother has an allergy for it.
And Teresa?
In our family, we don't have a carp too because I don't like fish too. Only my dad eat. So
he's going to have some carp on his own.
Yes.
And Stirat, how about you?
We are going to have a Christmas carp too. And we are going to buy it live. And we are going to kill the carp at home.
Traditionally, you keep the carp in clean water, don't you, for a couple of days so that the taste won't be muddy. And who is going to kill the carp in your family?
Maybe my mother or my father or even maybe I.
I don't think I could. And how about you, Mrs. Stavělová? Are you going to have a traditional Christmas at home?
No, já se moc těším, až se celá rodina sejdeme na Moravě, protože já jsem z Olomouce.
I'm looking forward to all our family getting together in Moravia because I'm from Olomouc. My mother is a wonderful cook. She makes lots of different Christmas biscuits, including gingerbread figures to decorate the tree with. And of course, we have carp.
No a kapr nesmí chybět, samozřejmě.
Let's end with the most famous carol of all. Narodil se Kristus Pán, Christ the Lord is born. But before we go, I've got two things to do. First of all, I ought to mention the names of the soloists who we've heard in the course of this program. They were...
Tereska Slobodová, Anička Datyašvili, Eliška Houdová, Anička Šmídová.
And I should also mention again the pianist Magda Širková, and we also heard František Staněk on the violin. The very last thing we need to do before we hear Narodil se Kristus Pán is to wish our listeners all over the world a very happy Christmas or Veselé Vánoce.